Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to 98.5, the Sports Hub. It is the Felger and Maserati program. See, this is what happens. I get tired of all the rocking guitar, so I get just a nice moment to contemplate coming in with no sound at all, no music at all, just my lovely, I think, voice lulling you in to this sports talk program.
Oh,
and then this comes back. My favorite part of the...
I think that sound is somewhere in the... Yeah.
Somewhere dogs are waking up all over the place going, what the hell was that? Marshall Hook, that's what the hell that was. I'm here for Michael Felger, Ty Anderson sitting over there in the Tony Maz's spot, and Sean Silver giving your headlines and opinions from over there in Big Jim Murray's spot.
They call him.
Come on now, that's just not nice. We're here not only until 6 o'clock, but a whole bonus half hour all the way up till 6:30. You do have the Lysol wipes. I have not used those yet, so I may get sick. Who knows? We'll find out. No, I don't need them. No. We've been talking a lot of Patriots, and in fact, we have gone down the path of Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo, Bill Belichick. What does the future hold? And David and Lynn wants to go down that very path. Welcome to the 98.5 The Sports Hub, David.
All right. Thanks, guys. And yeah, I think the follow-up to Brady is kind of threefold. Number one, maybe next year, drafting, using maybe a fourth or a fifth round pick, maybe get a backup quarterback on one of the prelim teams like the Alabamas or the Texas now for backup. Number two, maybe going for either a Flacco or even Colin Kaepernick for maybe a 2 or 3 year bridge. And number three, that would allow you enough time to scout the draft for the next potential good year for draft picks for quarterbacks and look for the future in that.
Is your assumption that Tom Brady's done at the end of this year?
No, but as I said, realistically, within 2 years and such, and where he actually admitted last year he was ready to kind of retire. And I think that chip that he played with on his shoulder, number one in college when he wasn't even the starting quarterback, that kind of when he was drafted 199 isn't there. He's been there, done that. When he was playing in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia and he went out to catch that pass and stuff, the motivation just isn't there. His lack to put in 110% just doesn't seem to be there. It seems like maybe Giselle has gotten into his ear and he's looking to just kind of ride it out. If he wins, fine, but he doesn't want to take his future maybe in movies or, as a model away from him by risking any more injury now.
All right, David, thanks for the call. I was unaware that Tom Brady was looking into modeling as a post-career.
Did you see that suit he wore with Giselle like earlier this year?
Listen, he's a devastatingly handsome villain. Man. There's no question. Like, I mean, he's not Sean
dandy.
Silver level, but he is a handsome fella, that wow. Tom Brady. I don't know that modeling is necessary in the future. Here's the thing. The blueprint, basically, that David outlined was draft somebody in the lower rounds. So look, there he is. Look at that guy. I'm sorry for folks on TV who can't see it.
Suit is great.
I had not actually seen the gold embroidery on this particular suit, but it is.
It's like a John Wick villain.
It is fine. Fine. Oh, my. Not good radio, that, but if you can check out that picture, you'll enjoy it. So the blueprint that he outlined, sign a veteran quarterback, draft somebody in a lower round, and ride that out for a while. seems to be the prototypical thing that Patriots fans want. Patriots fans, a lot of them, seem to be really anti-drafting a quarterback high. And I don't know if it's just because Tom Brady came where he did, and they are now under the delusion that, well, that's easy. We'll just wait until the fifth or sixth round and pick up the next guy there, because that has shown to be successful in the NFL time and again, that getting your next quarterback typically happens in the fifth round. And then the signing of a veteran, to me, only makes sense if Tom Brady retires suddenly. Like, he decides after this year that, you know what, no, I'm done. Because ideally, if you're going to go with that blueprint, drafting somebody regardless of where and having them be behind a veteran for a few years, wouldn't it make a little more sense that rather than have that veteran be, you know, what's his name from Baltimore, have that veteran be Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, it would. I mean, but I love the idea of bringing in Kaepernick, but it's never going to happen. That dude is out of football, like, forever, pretty clear. I think the 2020 draft is when they would focus on a quarterback. I mean, you look at some of the names that are coming out of there. Listen, I don't know college football very well at all, but it seems that this year is sort of the down year, and then the year after is when people are going to want to take college quarterbacks. Anyone here know college football better than I do? Because there's a billion teams, and I don't know any of them.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I have no interest in college sports. I'll tell you this. The next best quarterback is not coming out of Boston College. I know that. Because why, Sean Silver? Games.
We waited 3 hours and 8 minutes to make that comment.
Because Boston College sucks. That's why. How'd they do in that bowl game yesterday, Sean Silver?
It was canceled due to lightning.
So, wait, it didn't play? They made it to a bowl game that was so important that they didn't even bother to play it?
As we know, other than the old standby bowl games, most of these are completely irrelevant.
So, but that doesn't stop Boston College Eagle people from going, woohoo, they made it to a bowl game in your face. Yeah, your bowl game was so vital, so important, so part of the fabric of college athletics that they didn't even bother to play it. That's how vital your bowl game was. But that, no, you're right. I just have Boston College envy. That's what I really have. It's not that I have pride in Boston University, the far superior educational institution. It's not that at all. It's just that I have envy that that Boston College is better. Why?
Who's telling you this? Who's telling you these things, Marshall?
I don't know. People get really upset.
Is there like a BC gang I don't know about that like bullies people if you didn't go to BC?
Yeah, well. Yeah, there are like some people.
I don't know. I know that there's a lot of people who are against BC in the city, and that's a real thing. A lot of them, you know, BU people who are at the helm of that.
Yeah, well, that's because BU is the better place to go.
They have a great football team, too, at BU.
That football team has not lost a game in, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
It is fantastic. Or maybe we're an institution of higher learning that has decided there are things more important than sports. Maybe that's.
That's not it, though. That's
also with a hockey team that regularly, you know, competes for national championships. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, BC's great. Go Eagles.
There you go. You came around.
Yeah, no, suck on it, BC. 617-779-0985. Fran in Maine is next up on 98.5 The Sports Hub. What's up, Fran?
Hey, I tell you that Tom Brady is the best quarterback, and his career is not done yet. He's got a surprise for everybody in the playoffs.
All right. That is quick and to the point.
I would love it if he did, yeah.
It's going to be great. He's going to throw up this left hand in the playoffs. And be like, whoa!
Yeah, everyone's
what
making,
is happening?
Everyone's having a, you know, getting a big one about, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the various angles that he throws the ball at. Brady lefty, baby.
I can't wait. Been waiting 20 years to do
this.
Has
he been training with Mickey and chickens? Is that what's going on? It's Tom Brady as Rocky coming out, and he's just going to just come out and surprise everybody.
Andy Reid's Drago.
Oh, my God. It's going to be fantastic.
He's gonna get knocked on his butt.
Mike in New Hampshire, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Did that caller 2 callers ago really say Brady wasn't motivated against the Eagles? Didn't he pass for 500 yards and the offense didn't punt the entire game?
It may have happened. I don't know. Did anyone watch that game? Was that the Super Bowl?
It's true. Yeah. I mean, listen, if they get one stop, he's polishing off his yet another ring.
Yeah. I just hate it when the Rodgers-Brady debate, when people say Rodgers has the stats, Brady has the rings. When you look at Brady's numbers over the last 10 years, he actually has more passing yards and just as many touchdowns as Rodgers. So Brady has stats and rings. So...
Here's what I'll tell you. When it comes to Brady and Rodgers, and I honestly think that this is the case. I think it's fantasy football players. Like, I think, and I'm not even sure that this is true, but I think that Aaron Rodgers has been a better quarterback for your fantasy football team over these past many years, and somehow that has morphed into people's heads that he is somehow a better quarterback in the real world than Tom Brady, which I think is fundamentally untrue. I will say that he is an elite quarterback. I will say that all of the things that has ailed Green Bay are not his fault. And I will say that he is nowhere close to the same conversation as the greatest quarterback ever as Tom Brady. But I do think that he has an inflated reputation beyond his actual accomplishments on the field. And I have decided that's because of fantasy football.
I just think, I mean, he's been anointed the greatest, you know, after one Super Bowl that people have just kind of bought into it. Oh, yeah, he's great. Is he, though? I mean, listen, they got him Jimmy Graham this offseason. Like, he still has all the weapons around him that you would need. Devontae Adams. You know, Randall Cobb is still pretty good. Like, they have everything to win, and they haven't. All I know is that Tom Brady's never got a coach fired. That's what I know. That's all I have to say about that.
Wow. You're coming fighting for him. Dave in the car, what's up?
Hey, Marshall, this team stinks. You're a dink.
I don't think that that's an adult person who was calling us.
That was me. Going back in time here.
You're 6 years old. So that little boy in the car thinks I'm a dink.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've heard that before. They're like, you know, Hook.
That Hook. He's
Hook, line, and dinker. That's what they say when you're on the air.
At least he insulted one of the people who's actually on air.
Well, I mean, that's true.
Give him credit for that.
He got off me. Listen, I'm not necessarily going to argue my dinktitude. I mean, I may very well be a dink. That's fine.
I think he was going to try and rhyme something. Maybe there was a poem to that.
It could have been a haiku, and I didn't give him a chance.
I didn't pick up on that, yeah.
Eric in Andover, what's up?
I just wanted to call and, you know, I'm kind of sick of people saying the Patriots are cheap and Patriots don't spend the money. If you look at how much money they spend against the salary cap, it's more than the most teams. It's in the top, I would say, 10% of teams on how much money they spend on the salary cap. A lot of statistics about like the injury decline, and they don't keep players around for popularity reasons. They do it to win games. And Bill Belichick says it all the time. I do what's best for the team. And that's what he does all the time. It's really simple.
I don't know that that's what he does all the time. Malcolm Butler, Super Bowl. But I mean, listen, there is, you made the point, and it's true. It is at many points hard to argue with the track record of those that he's let go, right? There are few and far between those that he's let go that have gone on to, you know, prove whatever someplace else. But to the same degree, we have seen players come here who exceed expectations from where they were before. So how much of it is, you know, Chandler Jones may not be setting the world on fire in his new home, but what would Chandler Jones have meant to this team if he were still a Patriot?
I guess. You might have an overall weaker roster because you're overextending yourself to keep Chandler Jones, which could have a trickle-down effect and leave you down one cornerback, leave you down one running back. And I just think that this team plans for depth. They plan for injuries. They plan for always being prepared in the event that somebody goes down. I think the wideout situation over the last year and a half has been a struggle there in that regard. But overall, I think that they've always sort of positioned themselves to have flexibility and make moves. They do spend close to the cap. I mean, it's... You know, a lot of their guys are on affordable deals. They target guys that don't cost a ton because of that flexibility aspect of it all. So I don't agree with the idea that they're cheap. I just don't do it. I don't see it. I see that this team spends money when they see a title in their sights.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. This is the Felger and Mazz program on a Thursday afternoon. Back with more of your calls after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger Felger and Maz on a Thursday afternoon between Christmas and New Year's means no Felger, no Maz. You've got me, Marshall Hook, along with Ty Anderson. We're talking a lot about the Patriots, doing a little bit of, a little bit of time machine stuff, talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, who's long gone, talking about the future, what it may hold in store for us going forward. And Greg in Lincoln, Rhode Island, wants to bring up another name from the past one, Malcolm Butler. Welcome, Greg.
Hey, guys. I think you're all doing a great job. I appreciate you being on during the holidays. You know, one thing I heard Ty say is that Malcolm Butler's having an awful year. And he's not alone. I've heard a lot of fans say this. But it's been a misconception in the fact that he had a rough start to the season, and mostly adjusting to a new system is what I chalk it up to. But since they've played the Patriots, Malcolm Butler's been on fire. And he now has more interceptions than Gilmore. And he's given up less yardage over that same time period. So it's a false narrative. And, you know, I also want to chime in and say the people who are a little delusional on Bill Belichick being cheap, because, well, great, he paid a few players, but he is not a person who's ever going to go out and get the marquee players for Brady. And that caller a few callers ago was dead on, that if another GM had Brady and playing at this level, there would be more Super Bowls to come easily. And now, I don't know about that.
All right. Malcolm Butler first. You're wrong. Apparently he's good now.
No, he started off so poorly that it would almost make sense for him to get better.
Nowhere to go but up, that kind of thing?
I mean, I would say with Malcolm Butler, I mean, this is a guy that I wanted them to sign him, like, originally, because I think if you have two great corners, you're an incredible team. But obviously that was never going to happen, especially with the way things ended here. So I don't want to take anything away from Malcolm Butler. I think he deserves his payday. I'd like to see him do well. I just think that ultimately this team, they make the right call almost every single time. Like, I can't think of a single free agent that I would really want to have back on the Patriots. Like, it's really hard for me to find one. And the only guy I could think of right now would be Amendola.
I was going to say Danny Amendola sticks in my head. And frankly, Brandon Cooks was not a free agent that you let go, but you actively chose to get rid of him.
Yeah, Cooks.
And maybe it's a bit of a tunnel vision thing. Like, maybe the place where we want him to spend money specifically and he refuses to do so, or spend draft capital, or at least draft capital well, is in that wide receiving core. Because Brandon Cooks was a guy, a young, healthy, dynamic, impactful wide receiver, the likes of which we had really wanted him to go out and get for a long time. He did it, and then he got rid of him after a year. And that, to me, particularly given at what we're looking at now, that, what, we were going to rely on Gordon to take that spot? We were going to rely on, Eric Decker to take that spot? All of that flotsam and jetsam and guys who were good 5 years ago that he brought in at the beginning of the season. Why go through all of that when you had a guy, and I understand that maybe he wasn't as good as people thought he would be, but you had a guy who was better than pretty much everyone you got out there now. You already had him, and you traded him away. And that, to me, is part of the you don't want to pay for that guy.
I mean, it sort of feels like they're stuck between two roads, right? Where you want to get assets for the future. You want to remain in a competitive sort of balance here, but you also need to win. So you're trying to appease sort of both ideas here. And I think they're kind of stuck in the middle, or they were. The plans that they laid out were a disaster, it turned out, between Matthews and Britt and Malcolm Mitchell. You know, love them. Couldn't stay healthy, though. Couldn't get healthy, let alone stay healthy. So they are in a weird spot here, I think, moving forward. But I'm okay with the Cooks move in the sense that I knew that they weren't going to sign him to the contract that the Rams signed him to. But if you're trying to win this year, I would have enjoyed one more kick at the can with Brandon Cooks on the
roster. Because you didn't need to sign him this year. You could have just let him walk to free agency. And so I understand from the very specific business point of view that in terms of getting a better pick than you gave up for him and all of that is good. That doesn't help you win this year. It doesn't.
But I guess the flip side is you probably wouldn't get that return at the end of this year, right? Like, you wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have agreed on a lot of things, and one of them is every year is the year for the Patriots
exactly.
Right now. As long as you have Tom Brady, it's about this year. Whatever year that is, it's this year. And so that you got a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks, and that sets you up for next year or the year after, I don't give a flying fig because I want Brandon Cooks here this year. I want him here right now so you're not relying on Josh Gordon, who when he gets suspended for probably good, he's just gone and you're now, what, Philip Dorsett, who they still won't go to.
Boston,
you're
going to
tell me that you wouldn't rather have Brandon Cooks in here than Philip Dorsett. I don't buy it. And so that's my beef in this scenario.
And that's sort of the problem is that they're trying to do two things at once right now. It would appear. And that's why people, I think, are... When people get frustrated about that, I can see that. But when people get frustrated about them being 10-5 right now versus 13-2 like they always are, I have a hard time agreeing with that.
Chad in Medford, what's up?
Yeah, I don't know how you could say that they like spending and this and that because they have been up to the cap the last few years. But there's been other years where they've left $10 million, the cap $6 million. And Bill Belichick, the GM, he's been brutal lately. Years ago, yeah, he made the right calls with Seymour and Logan Mankins. But lately, I mean, he's been giving away draft picks the last few years on Coney Ealy, Marquise Flowers, Cassius Smart, Octavius Mingo, Jonathan Bostic. It goes on and on. And he's drafting the cornerbacks in the second round. I mean, it's ridiculous. Cyrus Jones, a second-round bust. Rajay Down, a bust. Darius Butler. He took Cyrus Jones back twice. They never even used him as a punt returner. He's doing all right with Baltimore as a punt returner. I mean, it seems like... And the one time he does go out and spend, he brought in Gilmore. That was a good move. He doesn't like paying for the Eli players. And like you said, Marshall, the Chandler Jones, that was a horrible trade. The year after he traded him, he led the league in sacks. What did we get back for him? Some bum, remember that lineman Cooper? Offensive lineman and a draft pick, Joe Tooney. Yeah, he's decent. But
all right. There was a lot there. I thought I was catching him in a breath.
A lot of names fired at you there.
A lot of names fired at us. A lot of names. But the basic point remains, he doesn't think that Bill Belichick's doing a great job with player personnel.
I love a good Barkevious Mingo reference.
Great name. Here's where I will go ahead and give you, give Bill Belichick credit. Like, we are more than happy as a collective group to say, you know, Tom Brady does the best he can with what he's, you know, been given, and he's still been able to win with all these dicey wide receivers and all of that. But Bill Belichick still beat a team or built a team that has gone to the Super Bowl 8 times and won it 5 times. So to that degree, yeah, I guess we can take a look at it and take exception to this move or lack of that move. But you still have to take a step back and agree for a moment that maybe we are being exactly the kind of fan that I was ripping earlier, who's not at all appreciative of what's been going on here for now, what, 18 years? 17 years?
Yeah, and listen, we can hammer them for their drafting, but I don't think they foresaw Isaiah Wynn getting hurt, Duke Dawson getting hurt, Juwan Bentley getting hurt, Braxton Berrios getting hurt. Like, these are guys that when they were out there, you said, wow, okay, they might have a player here, but they got hurt. There's nothing you can do about that. I mean, they may come back next year and be an actual factor. I mean, you saw this the year in 2017, too. They had some draft picks that all got hurt, it seemed. So I think it's hard for me to crush them for that. The Chandler Jones thing, again, what do you value? Do you value winning or do you value stats? I value winning. So I'm okay with moving on from Chandler Jones and you get Joe Tooney out of it, who's a starting offensive lineman on your team when you win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's hard for me to go against that.
617-779-0985. Felger and Maz here on a Thursday afternoon. Sean Silver's going to get you caught up on the headlines. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots at practice today. They got a big one coming up with the New York Jets this weekend. If they win, they'll be undefeated at home for the 8th time in team history. They could also clinch their 9th consecutive season with 11 wins or more. Both of those would be NFL records. Looking at practice specifically, tight end Jacob Hollister did not participate. He's got a hamstring injury. Brandon King and Cordarrelle Patterson both have knee ailments. They were limited for the Jets. Mo Claiborne, Quincy Enunwa, and Jermaine Kearse did not participate in the practice. The Bruins are on the ice tonight. Zdeno Chara, Jake DeBrusk, Kevin Miller will all be back out there for the Bees when they take on the New Jersey Devils. Charlie McAvoy, however, will have to sit. He's dealing with a lower body injury sustained blocking a shot. Yaroslav Halak between the pipes for the Bees against New Jersey. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers begin our coverage at 6:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics also in action this evening. Sean Grady and Cedric Maxwell bring it to you at 7:30 over on our sister station, 105.7 WROR. C's starting up a three-game road swing in Houston. James Harden, probable, has a calf injury in that one. Rockets have won 7 out of their last 8. Bowl game action moving along. This afternoon, we had Duke over Temple in the Independence Bowl. Pinstripe Bowl right now, Wisconsin with a 14-0 lead on Miami with 11 minutes left in the first. Sports Up headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Most diabetic clients stop taking insulin by week 3. Others reduce or stop high blood pressure and other medications completely. Awaken180weightloss.com. This is Sean Silver on Boston's Home for Sports. Your next headlines in 30 minutes, and you can get Sports Up headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is the phone number if you want to join the conversation here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. We spent a lot of time in the last couple hours talking about the Patriots and, you know, what the future holds in store. And I don't mean by the future this Sunday. I mean, not even necessarily this postseason, but what comes for them after Tom Brady is done, or how long we're going to hold on to Tom Brady. Obviously, none of us really know the answer to this, but it is a well-trodden area of conversation. And you know what? We like those. This is the perfect week to go down those sort of things. Because honestly, Ty, do you want to break down the matchups in the Patriots-New York Jets matchup that's coming up on Sunday?
I don't want to do that, and I don't want to do a Mount Rushmore of anything.
Oh, come on. That's what I came here for. I might as well go home.
I want to do a Mount Rushmore of current weekend headline guys at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Not now. I want you to think about that for a moment there, Sean Silver, because I can see you were ready to go.
No. There was a time where there was a power rankings.
Oh, that's true. The night show.
I was down at the bottom because of my lack of generosity, or supposed lack of generosity. So I'm really excited to see, like, maybe, you know, maybe weekend headlines, guys. Maybe I'm there.
I was near the top or at the top because I not only brought gifts from California, but also brought
a snow globe.
Yeah. Snow globe was
a big
thing.
Brought a snow globe.
So very important. But post-Brady, that's what a lot of us want to talk about, and that includes Matt in Westfield. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm just looking ahead at the draft, and I know we got a lot of issues to improve upon. But tomorrow night, West Virginia is going to be playing in their bowl game, and their quarterback is Will Grier. And I've read a few articles on him. Haven't seen that many games being up here, but I was just wondering your thoughts on him, if you'd heard anything from him. And
Matt, I'm going to thank you for that question. Right now, somebody should be furiously Googling Matt Grier of West Virginia so you can have a reasoned thought on him. Unless, of course, Sean Silver. Sean Silver's the kind of guy who may very well have thoughts already on the West Virginia quarterback. I will fully admit, and I apologize to you, Matt, in Westfield, that I don't know anything about Will Grier. I will say that Will Grier, as a name, sounds like a quarterback.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I only know Mike Grier, who's an old NHL player, former former BC or BU Terrier.
BU Terrier.
That's
Will
right.
Grier, the grandpa on the Waltons.
All right. Well, so I apologize, Mr. Westfield, that we are not the people to talk to about college football quarterbacks. I do know this, that if we're going to trust the theoretical experts out there, what they do tell me is that as an entire class, this year coming into the NFL draft is not nearly what we had last year. Now, obviously, it was a little bit heavy at the top with, you know, Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen and Darnold. Who knows? I mean, Lamar Jackson also went in the first round. All I know is, or what I've been told, is that this year isn't as good as last year. But beyond that, I got nothing.
Grier, I believe, is going to be in 2020, though. So that would kind of fall in line with my theory was, with you wait a year and then you go in 2020 because this year's not as strong. So maybe he is a guy that is kicking around for them.
You know what? You are in Team Grier.
I've decided.
I've decided for you. You've decided for yourself.
Team Possum. Team Grier.
We're 100% on board with Will Grier. And again, he just sounds like a quarterback. Will Grier, that's a good quarterback name. David in Florida, welcome to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Greetings.
Hey.
Hello. Hey. Happy 4 days before New Year's.
Oh, thank you.
I got two things for you. First, I think this is really interesting. I've been thinking about this for a while. On a league level, NFL league level, with all the head injuries and concussions, I think I got a solution to it that really makes a lot of sense, I think. Maybe difficult immediately, but over time to put in. Just implement a strike zone like in baseball, except that from head to shoulder, you cannot hit somebody below the knees or above the shoulders, regardless of whether you lead with your head or not. If you hit somebody above the shoulders or below the knees, it's a whatever, 15-yard penalty. Or,
okay.
I mean, it sounds arbitrary what the penalty would be, but I think that's an interesting proposition. What do you think?
It's too hard to manage. Like just the physics of it won't make any sense. Like, because there are going to be times where guys are going to lean forward or dive ahead. What are you going to do then?
I further will say that while I'm all for player safety and anything you can do to make that magic happen, I am against anything that not anything, but I'm against a lot of things that add more penalties. Like, I don't want more flags. I don't want more, particularly 15-yard penalties, automatic first down penalties, particularly when we're talking about what could ultimately be ticky-tack things where some guy gets up and, you know, I could see it right now. He's pointing, like, below his knee, like, look, 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 he got me below the knee. Throw the flag. He got me below the knee. So I admire the thought process that went into that, but on the whole, I'd have to say I'm a no on that one. I am out, to steal from Joe Murray, I am out on strike zone penalties in football, if that makes sense.
So happy they stopped calling that leading with the head thing, too, for the most part. Because that would have ruined the game this year. Like, they still call it, but not nearly as often as it did in the preseason, which was unwatchable.
My one problem with it is, while that is true, there are times when they absolutely should call it, and then they don't. And then there are other, like, if you're going to lessen it on a balanced way that kind of makes sense, right? Rather than, well, that guy clearly led with the head and did so with intent and with possible injury. We won't call that one, but this other one where, you know, people moved and it was more incidental contact, that one we'll call. But again, that is a complaint that you could, you know, layer in against the NFL and pretty much anything, because if there's anything we know about the NFL, they're inconsistent and dumb. Chris in Worcester, what's going on?
Hey, I have a little bit of information on Will Greer for that one caller from before.
Oh, all right. We're team, so, yeah, Will Greer. What do you got?
So Will Greer has a younger brother named Nash Greer, who was an internet celebrity like 3 years ago. So there's that. So you can take that however you want. But then also, I want to talk about Jacoby Brissett. I think we should have him come back, maybe try to get him in case something goes down with Brady. I think he already knows the system here and would be a good bridge quarterback until we have a good quarterback class to draft from.
All right. The return of Jacoby Brissett. I will fully admit, in all of my time here on the Sports Hub, up until this moment, I don't know that I've heard of anyone call for the return of Jacoby Brissett.
It'd be interesting, right? I mean, you get a little bit of a sort of a return, see if he's developed any more.
I will say this, that if you gave me a choice right this very moment between Brian Hoyer and Jacoby Brissett, I would choose Jacoby Brissett.
Absolutely.
I would choose him every single time, because he at least is young. He at least has been a I don't know what the word is, viable starting quarterback. I mean, he was not horrible last
year. Teams have wanted him, theoretically, like that the Seahawks reportedly wanted him, right, as their backup.
I mean, it's 100% true that Indianapolis, I believe, kind of simplified things for Jacoby Brissett, and they did not rely on Jacoby Brissett in as much as they tried to win it all last year. But yeah, I would take Jacoby Brissett in a heartbeat over Brian Hoyer. That said, I'm not going to sit back and say that Jacoby Brissett is the future of any NFL team.
For the record,
all the Patriots.
For the record, I loved him saying that his information on Will Greer was that he has a brother who is a Vine celebrity.
And I will tell you that I saw Sean Silver immediately go to his keyboard. So
yeah, I'm doing a lot of Wikipedia-ing of this Nash Greer character.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. Typically at this point, I'd say we had one more segment to go, but we're actually here all the way up till 6:30 on the Felger and Mazz Show.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Time for the final word here on Felger and Maz. I just want to remind you that the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest price on tires, go to Town Fair Tire, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody!
Excellent, Marshall. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so final word, Mad Mike, Squeaky Maz, you know the drill. We got some classics here. Start back in October when the Red Sox in the throes of a championship run. Squeaky Maz got a couple of angry emails.
Boston, subject, Maz, you suck at your job. That's a subject line. Stephen Boston, Maz, hyphen, you suck at your job. Huh. And he just writes, Nathan Eovaldi, parentheses, just another guy. As if that's what I said about Eovaldi, which I did. Ryan Brazier, parentheses, is that Brazier? I did say that too. Steve Pierce, parentheses, washed up. Which I didn't say. Steve!
I got an email on you today. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it was jumping off of your, after two incredible wins by the Patriots and Red Sox, and Maz's take is, why does it feel like both lost? The emailer says to me, other Maz takes on history. The Battle of Yorktown. Mike, I liked how the British looked. I did. I guess we won, but who would you rather be long term? July 20th, 1969. Quote, the moon? Really? Now we're clapping for the moon? Give me Mars and maybe you have something, but the moon, please.
Well, I stand by that one. Big deal. What's on the moon?
1980. Do you believe in miracles? Maz, nope.
I gave a letter to the postman.
And then I added, Gulf War. Fake win.
You suck at your job. That's a subject line. Stephen Boston, Maz, hyphen, you suck at your job. Huh. Steve Pierce, washed up. Which I didn't say. Steve.
All right, I was just grooving with the oldies there. Okay, Maz, obviously beloved by his listeners. Mad Mike, also at times beloved and sometimes detested by listeners. But he does make some good points about the ways of the universe. We, of course, remember his rant on the International Space Station. Once again, worldly affairs intervening in the Felger and Maz show. And Mad Mike with a take on the migrating sharks back in July.
Oh, my God, you see that video. What are we doing? What are we doing? Is it me? Tell me this.
Are you going to go off on surfers now?
Tell me this. Well, a jackwagon like this, was he back in the water the next day? Probably was. So sort of like...
Gotta finish the tourney.
Teeming with sharks.
He's going to go la-la-la back in the water. You get bit next time, pal, that's something less than a tragedy. Sorry, but...
Look, see, I think they're on the upswing. Because sharks are migrating north.
To where we are?
I don't know.
Look.
Just in general, north.
Look, can I swim 10 feet off of shore without the fear of getting munched by a man-eating shark? Like, that's what I would want. Like, and the seal thing. You've heard me go off on the seals. And then you have the jack wagons. Mr. Shorecaster. If you want to go hundreds of yards out from shore with your surfboard mate and, you know, do some air-to-fakey crap out there, then that's a whole different animal and you are taking it in your own hands. Okay, that's your deal. There is something going on.
We need dolphins, too.
There's no question that climate change and all this is affecting all sorts of stuff.
Sharks are migrating north.
What are you talking about?
All right.
I'm not entirely clear, but, oh, Hardy is a wonderful man.
Yes.
If people are not aware, and I think at this point everyone is aware, Hardy is responsible for pretty much any Mad Mike or Squeaky Maz that makes it to the best of. That's all Hardy, 100%.
The Puppets, too. He does all that stuff, too.
Yep.
It is my dream in life. Like, my only goal left in life is to be a Puppet. I want that, I think, more than anything. Like, my kids, whatever, go to college or not. Have jobs. I want to be a Puppet.
Well, let's be real here. I mean, the Puppets have been around, what, maybe a year or so?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you got to diversify a little bit.
They added Jimmy. I think Billy Lanny is now a Puppet as well. Right? Nope. Billy Lanny tells me he's not a
Puppet.
Well,
who would be up next? I mean, there's a Jay Stu.
I think probably
dinosaur,
Billy Lanny would be.
But Billy Lanny. And who is the most frequent headlines guy who fills in?
This is true, but you also have
Take NATO.
You make a valid point, but you know Greg Bedard's in here a couple hours every week.
He's already got Big Boy.
Part of
he's
the
all
year.
Done. He's all done. Big he's, Boy.
All right.
I look like a Puppet in real life, so I'm probably disqualified.
Just 4 years old. I don't know if you knew this about Ty Anderson.
He's only 4 years old.
He just keeps getting younger. But I even Googled tornado puppet. So I even know what my Puppet would look like. It's just, you know, you take some gray yarn and put some eyes on it. And you've got
Tasmanian devil when you start
pretty
moving.
Much, yeah. I think I would, if ever I become a Puppet, you know, maybe this is, if there's anyone here at the station who doesn't like me and wants me to go away, make me a Puppet because then I can quit. I'll be like, you know what? I have done everything I wanted to do in coming here to 98.5 The Sports Hub. I have been forever ensconced into the Puppet Hall of Fame as a Puppet. I can get up and walk away. And then everyone moves up a notch.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.